rebounding the ball, so our break wasn't as good as it can be.
I imagine the biggest concern for you maybe at half was the 7 offensive boards and second chance points that really made the difference for them in the first half. They were able to take the lead in that.
As I said, at halftime, that was the big thing. They had half of their misses, they had rebounded. And sometimes, you know, you emphasize stuff and you talk about it. Now we gotta go out there and do it. You know, I thought we talked about Marcus. I thought you saw, you know, Robert probably play his best game at this particular point. Scoring inside, made a couple nice jump shots as well. 6 defensive rebounds is important. And at the same time, I think he can play even better. And we're going to need him to do that. And that's going to be very, very important for our progress as a team.
On the same subject, you also talked about wanting the guards to get involved on the boards. And Brandon did a pretty decent job with 4 tonight coming down the lane.
Yeah, he did. And there was a point where, you know, I think Mufon is still slowed by that injury. And I thought it affects him a little more defensively than offensively. We went about a 3-minute stretch with Brandon at the point. I thought that was good for us. I thought our guys responded well to that. But again, we need to get, you know, those perimeter guys defensive rebounding the ball. Marcus had 5, and Brandon had 4, and Jason Morris had 6. So those guys responded pretty well on the defensive glass for us. We need to get other guys. And, you know, our depth is important because today we didn't get a lot out of camp, you know. And, you know, now Robert needed to step up, and I was proud of the way he played.
You mentioned that Marcus was struggling. Second half, he hit a couple of shots coming across the lane. Were those plays set for him, or that was?
Yeah, and he, you know, again, you know, as we continue to move forward, those guys, the freshmen in particular, will find and get, you know, even yesterday in practice, get more comfortable in where they can really be aggressive to make shots or create shots for other guys, and you know, hopefully over these next 3 weeks with a lot of practice time, a lot of film work, a lot of individual stuff, that they'll get even better.
The coverage, you mentioned the force of turnovers, are they higher risk reward? Is that why you're
yeah.
Much?
Yeah. It's a little risky. At the same time, the element of surprise probably helped a little bit. We had used it only once before, and that was against St. Mary's with, you know, however. He says his name, Della Ladova or whatever. And we just did it a couple times on him, and that was you know, successful. So, again, the guys have to execute it, and the guys get the credit. They got our guys get the credit for this win with the way they responded in those last 5 minutes. I thought they came out and started the second half and was very good. What we need to do once we get that lead up to, I think it got up to 6 or 7, that's when you need to extend that and give Wilmington credit, because we kind of hit them with a knockout punch and they responded well and tied the game back up and then obviously eventually took the lead on them.
One more question, we'll bring players up. Anybody else?
Anything to say about Josh's
You know, appreciate the question, but, you know, out of respect for Josh, I'm going to leave the statement on its own and, you know, nothing further on that right now.
Okay. Thanks, bro.
All right. Thanks, guys.